Let's hear what life as a volunteer in the RFS feels like. Heather Jones is a senior deputy captain at the Wallara Brigade on Lake Macquarie. She spent her summer fighting fires both here locally and across the state. Producer Liz Clarkson went down to the fire station at Nord's Wharf to find out more.
Hi, I'm Heather Jones, senior deputy captain of Wallara Rural Fire Brigade. I've been a volunteer for a bit over 20 years now. Moved to Nord's Wharf, which is a small community, and I decided that there was something that I could do to give back something to the community and help out where I could. There was a brigade here, a small brigade started up here, and I just decided I wanted to be part of being involved in that.
So what was that process like when you made the decision? What happened after that?
Well, first off, I started in a role as secretary and treasurer, which I still hold. But then I decided that, no, I actually want to get out on the fire ground and be more involved. So I underwent the basic firefighter training and was able to get involved, and I've loved it ever since.
What was it like to first go out on the fire ground? Do you remember?
My first fire was actually over at Cessnock, my first big fire, and yes, it was pretty nerve-wracking at first, but I was very well supported by the other brigade members and other people with more experience, and gradually, yeah, you learn to obviously have a lot of respect for fire and what it can do, but your training and, you know, your practicing gives you the expertise to get on with the job.
How long did it take before you really felt, I guess comfortable is not quite the right word, but you felt like you had the skills to be able to read the situation?
It takes a while, but obviously every fire, every incident we go to, it's not always just fire, it's motor vehicle accidents, other things as well, but every incident you go to is a learning experience, and you take bits from it. As your experience builds, your knowledge builds. We also undergo various training courses, so you move up through the levels of the brigade.
And I believe that you're also involved with training some of the younger cadets as well. Tell me about that program.
I'm involved in two cadet programs. One of them is a secondary schools cadet program, where we do a 10-week program in the high schools aimed at about the year 9 and 10 kids, and go and introduce them to what the RFS does, plus give them some basic understanding of other emergency services as well, some basic skills and fire safety awareness. And also I'm a coordinator of the Lake Macquarie Cadet Brigade, which is we've got about 15 kids at the moment, from 12 to 16, and they come once a week and learn the basic firefighter skills, so that once they turn 16, if they choose to, they can move into an adult brigade, and they're sort of already halfway trained. They've got the experience.
Wow, so at 16 they could be on a fire ground?
They can at 16, as long as they've got their parental approval. Mm. But yes, they can. They can join an adult brigade and be part of the team.
I believe there were some younger volunteers that have been helping out with the fires, the current fire situation. How would that be for those younger ones to face such horrific conditions?
It can be fairly daunting, but that's when the whole network of a brigade comes together and everybody supports everybody. And obviously myself as an older, more experienced person is not going to put a younger person in a really challenging situation if I can avoid it.
So tell me about the brigade you've got here. Obviously we're in Nord's Wharf at the moment, and it's such a beautiful area, part of the lake here, but it is very secluded. There does feel like there's pretty much only one road in and one road out for this region. How important is it to know this area if you're going to try and protect it from bushfire?
It is important to know this area, and for the residents living in this area, we are really keen for them to be very aware of their own fire safety and have a fire awareness plan set up so that they know what to do in case of an emergency here. We had the 2013 fires come through North Wharf, Catherine Hill Bay, and that was a fairly horrendous time for all. But it is a bushy area, and we as a brigade, one of the important things that we do is that we have an awareness and a familiarisation of the area we're in, so we know what we're dealing with.
What's it like as a brigade to be protecting the area that you live in, your home?
I suppose it has a little bit of added stress because, well, for example, in those 2013 fires, the fires were actually at the back of our own houses, but we were out sort of and not realising what was happening in our own, at our own house necessarily. But, and I suppose you always have a little bit of a stronger feel for your own plot of ground.
I guess coming back and debriefing with the rest of your team would be, feel different when it is your own home as well.
Oh, most definitely. But the debriefing from after any incident that we go to is a really important part of it, and discussing, you know, how we think we went, if we could do things differently, how everybody feels about it. It's a really important part of the whole process.
I know that you're down one fire truck at the moment because it's off doing some really important work. Tell me about the help that you've been providing to other parts of the state from this brigade here.
Starting back in August, September, we sent crews and one of our trucks up north to Dorrigo Armidale area, and we had crews swapping and changing over there for a couple of months. We had our truck actually up there for 3 months, one of our trucks. We've also been supplying trucks and crews down south. And as you said, one of our trucks disappeared this morning for another few days down south. But that's part of the whole RFS thing. We all get in to help wherever it's needed. We're lucky at the moment on this side of the lake. We haven't had any major incidents. We have obviously been involved in the Charmhaven and Wanji fires on the other side. We all help out where we can.
And I believe you've been down fighting the fires yourself as well this summer?
Yes, I have, yeah.
What were they like in relation, I guess, to other fires we're hearing about? It's unprecedented. That, I mean, some of the images that come out of there just seem so horrific. As a seasoned volunteer firefighter, what did you think about the things that you saw?
It has been a very hectic year this year. Obviously, due to the drought and extremely dry conditions that we've had right across the state, so, you know, fires just take off and burn really, really quickly and easily, and that's been the major factor. Yeah, just the lack of rain.
Everybody volunteers for different reasons, and it would take a lot out of you, I would imagine, to go to places like the fire grounds that we've been seeing over this summer. But what are some of the things that you feel you gain from volunteering with the RFS?
It's a great feeling of being able to give something back to the community, and it's a feeling of being part of a good team and the camaraderie that you get with that. It's amazing the way the community has reacted to what's been going on recently, and just I can end up in tears with a little kid coming up with a little picture they've drawn that says thank you. I mean, it's all the simple things. You don't do it for glory or anything like that. You do it because I do it because I want to give something back to other people.
Heather Jones there, a senior deputy captain at the Wallara Brigade on Lake Macquarie. She spent her summer fighting fires both here in the Hunter, right around the state. She was talking there to Liz Clarkson, and you heard how lovely it is for our local crews to just hear a thanks.